Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
As I live and breathe, Tucker Wetmore.
What's up, man?
How Welcome to Absolute Radio Country.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you in. I think we chatted on Zoom, but here
Back
you are.
Back in like June or something.
Yeah. And you know what? When we were chatting on the Zoom, you were like, oh, man, one day I dream of playing the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
And now here we sit. Yeah. You've played the Grand Ole Opry.
I have.
How was it?
That was a while ago. I remember walking on stage, stepping into the circle, and then I blinked, and then I was done.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I remember walking off, and my mom and a couple of my friends were there, and I remember giving my mom the biggest hug, and we just cried. It was one of those, like, really special moments, man.
Were they giving away chickens?
Chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Like, live chickens?
When I was at the Grand Ole Opry, they were giving away farm fresh frozen chickens. Like, they would call out a seat number, and you would win a farm fresh frozen chicken.
Oh, they were frozen. They weren't live?
No.
Okay, I thought you were talking about, like, little chicks. Well,
did they give away live chickens as well?
Well, no, but that's what I was wondering.
Hey, congratulations on everything that's happening.
Thank you.
It's super exciting. Because, I mean, we've been loving what you do here on the station for a while now, but so many people have caught on. I was over for CMA Awards, and you were all over it in your velvet two-piece.
Oh, yeah.
What was that night like for you?
It was fun. You know, I'm still not really used to the whole red carpet thing.
Are you not?
No, not
You must
really.
Have done loads of them by now.
I mean, a couple.
But do you like getting all dressed up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
I like wearing a suit. Gives me an excuse to not look like I just came out of the woods, you know?
Although that works in country as well.
Absolutely.
And there are plenty of people at those awards that do look like they just came out of the woods.
Yeah. Maybe I'll transition.
Yeah.
Did you see Adam Sandler in, I think it was the Grammys the other week?
Oh, at the Oscars. Was it the Oscars?
At the Oscars. Yeah. He's wearing, like, basketball shorts and an oversized tee. That's my ideal.
No, really? Are you a casual guy in general?
Oh, yeah. I tend to be.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I guess if you're Adam Sandler, you can get away with it, but still, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, make an effort. Come on.
I kind of liked it.
It'd be like going to church with your dirty boots.
I've done it. More times than I can count. I should probably change my ways.
When you were growing up, did you dream of traveling? Or were you? Because, you know, like, I'm from a small town, and my brother and sister have no interest in seeing the world, like, which is great. I think that must be nice. Like, they're not bothered by it. They're just like, hey, we're happy.
Yeah.
But I was always like, oh, I want to see the world. Which were you?
I always dreamed of, like, getting out.
Right, okay.
But I didn't know
what was going to get
this place existed, if I'm being honest. I mean, I knew about London and, like, the UK, but I didn't know it was, like,
you knew about, like,
an actual tangible place that you can go.
Right, okay.
You know, because I come from a super small town too, so everything's just crazy to me. Like, the whole world is just wild to me, but, you know, I'm happy to be here. This is cool.
So have you had time to adjust yet?
No. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so I fell asleep at like 10:30. Woke up at 2 o'clock, thinking it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I was like, all right, perfect. Let's
Feeling
start my
great.
Day.
Yeah.
I get up. I check my phone. It's 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And I didn't fall asleep until like 5.
Oh, what do you do at 2 o'clock then? Do you try and go back to sleep?
I went to my bandmates' room because
they must
up,
have been
and they
happy
texted
about
me
that.
Like, hey, just come hang out. So okay. I hung out for like an hour and a half.
Did you watch British television?
I did.
And did you see anything shocking?
I mean, I watched. Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't see, like, Naked Attraction?
No. Should
I? Well, I mean, I'm not going to say you should, but I'm going to say it is a thing that exists. Would you like me to give you the format?
Please.
All right, so Tucker Wetmore. Look, everybody British in the room is so embarrassed by this. This is a real thing.
All right.
All right, so you want to go on a date, right? You're a single guy.
With you?
Well, I mean, sure. We could both be on Naked Attraction, but I'm not sure I want to be on Naked Attraction.
All right.
You're led into the center of a room, and there are, I think, 5 screens, like, in front of you, arranged in an array in front of you.
Okay.
And the first moment happens. There are people behind those screens. The screens rise to the knee level, and you decide, oh, I'm going to get rid of number 2. So they will come out, and you'll meet them and go, oh, I wish I would have kept you, da-da-da. The next time the screen rises to the waist level. They're naked, by the way, the entire time.
Like, butt naked?
Every butt naked.
all right, cool.
And then you decide to get rid of another one. And eventually you get to the point where the screen is fully up and you pick your date based on their butt naked ability.
But how do you judge it off that first screen?
Well, exactly.
Screen,
that's because because you might like...
Yeah, you got good knees. I'm a...
Yeah,
I'm
I don't like
it,
the ankles. Yeah, you got my auntie's ankles. No, you're getting rid of number two.
Yeah, I wouldn't date somebody with my aunt's ankles.
No, but here's the thing. You are also naked.
I'm out. Oh, that's the deal breaker. I'm out.
And that, my friend, is on like normal television. That's not, you don't need a subscription. It's the, you know.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Dude.
Welcome to the UK.
I love it here. That's awesome.
So, what's been going on? You've been touring loads?
Recently, not as much. I mean, we've done a couple one-off stuff. Like, we've been in Mexico for Crash My Playa.
Yeah, that's a party.
It was fun. Luke Bryan definitely knows.
Do you like tequila?
Party. I love tequila.
Yeah, so that's
perfect. I was drinking tequila last night.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder why you woke up at 2 a.m.
Well, I wasn't, like, drinking. I just had, like, a couple drinks.
No, I'm dinner, good on tequila. Some people aren't good on tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
Margarita.
Oh, yeah. Big margarita guy.
Salt.
I don't like salt.
No salt.
Or tahini. I don't like it. I like it just a dry rim.
Okay, I got you. You know what I do? Half salt rim.
Smart.
Yeah, thank you. So they say Nashville's a 10-year town, right? Everybody says this.
Yeah.
Not for Tucker Wetmore. It's like 4 years and you're like, boom, hey, here's a hit.
Well, I mean, I'm super blessed that was the case, but...
Well, listen, that's very humble, but you know what? If it was bad, it wouldn't have been the case. So you have to give yourself a little bit of credit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just blessed, man. That's all there is to it. I moved in 2020, and I didn't know anybody or anything. And then 5 years later, almost to the day, I was 4 years. I was celebrating my first number one.
So when you moved, you know, you didn't have like a record deal or a publishing deal, or you didn't have a friend who was like, hey, I'm a superstar, come out and support my tour or anything like that. You were just like, I'm going to Nashville.
I didn't know anybody or anything. I just had like a handful of songs and they were terrible songs.
Have we heard any of them?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Is there not even a gem of like, I can rework this?
Maybe. I'd have to go dig through it.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
I do.
Do you know what it was called? Do you remember?
I will not say.
Oh, come on. We're friends. It's just us.
It was terrible.
Was it called Naked Attraction?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Was it called I Don't Like Her Knees?
Yeah. She got auntie's ankles.
Well, you don't have to tell me what the song was about, but are you that embarrassed by the title of it?
No, because I'm afraid it's out there somewhere and someone's going to find it.
I got you.
And
is it a love song?
Yeah, it was actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a tendency to write about real life stuff, or do you put yourself in a different kind
of?
Because you know, like obviously, your songs really connect with people,
and
there's this thing about songs, the way that you write them and the way that you deliver them, that they become really universal, even if they're really personal things. But also, I know that as an artist and as a songwriter, you can put yourself in other people's shoes as well and write from different perspectives. So, which do you tend to do the most?
So, I tend to write more about like real life experiences that I live through. But I guess, you know, there's times that my buddies are going through something and I'm like, oh, I can relate to that. I can add into that. And then sometimes you kind of twist the story a little bit. It's storytelling and it's...
And I guess if you're writing about real personal stuff that involve other people, you have to be really careful about like, oh, do I really want to call that person out this way?
Yeah.
Or like, are they going to know?
Yeah, drop them first name, last name. This is their social.
Phone number.
Yeah, phone number.
Have you had to do stuff like that where you're like, I'm going to have to change this a little bit?
100%.
Yeah, and did they still know that it's about them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like my exes definitely know that some of these songs are about them, especially on this new album that I'm coming out with.
Okay.
It's very real life stuff.
I
dig deep.
And did you have to give any kind of warning to anybody? Like, just so you know.
I don't know, but nobody, nothing.
So tell us about the new album. What's it called?
It's called What Not To.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's just about real life stuff. And it's talking about, like, living and learning. And, you know, my life within the last 25 years of living.
Yeah.
You know? You know, granted, I'm only 25 years old, but I've lived a lot of life and, you know, I've seen a bunch of stuff and I've gone through a bunch of stuff. So I feel like everything happened so fast last year that nobody really got the chance to get to know me as a person. You know, they see just what they see on social media or, you know, in some of these songs, but I really dig deep in this album. We got some stuff that feels great. We got some stuff that'll make you cry, some stuff that'll make you want to drink whiskey and, you know, it's,
drink whiskey and cry.
Yeah. Yeah. And feel great at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we want from an album, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want a little bit of everything because that's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sometimes you're feeling good, sometimes you're not.
Yeah, it's very versatile. And everything's super purposeful, like all the way down to the track list. Like everything I put, I kind of song wrote within songwriting, if that makes sense with this album. You know, everything goes with each other and you'll be like, this song goes with that one. And then they all go with like these three. And then it's all very, I feel like I made a puzzle and then I cut out the pieces and then I threw it in a box and I ship it up and I said, here you go, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Which is going to be really cool to see people decipher.
It's great to hear that about an album because there's lots of different ways that you can release music now. Yeah. Some people just release a single or they release an EP or something like that. I still think it's nice when you get an album that you think like, oh, there's some real care has gone into this and the artist is thinking about how I'm going to listen to this album from like start to finish. So it sounds like this is that type of album.
Yeah, well, I'm a very album-based listener. So
yeah, me too.
I mean, I grew up.
I like to be able to put something on and just leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm lazy for one, but also like I want to like take me somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
All right. So you're going to take us somewhere.
I'm going to try.
You're going out on tour with Thomas Rhett. Do you call him TR?
I guess. Yeah, sometimes.
No. You got to decide because every time Thomas Rhett is in here, he's always like, call me TR. And I'm like,
yeah.
I can't call you TR Thomas.
I feel like it'd be, now that I think of it, it would be weird to call him Thomas.
You couldn't just call him Thomas. Yeah. You have to call him Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
Or TR.
Or Mr. Rhett.
Mr. Rhett, sir. Well, Davis was in here and he was like, I can't call him TR. I also have to call him Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a nickname?
It's just Tuck.
Tuck.
Or Mother Tucker.
Tucky?
Tucky, sometimes, yeah.
All right.
My manager calls me Tucky.
Tucky, all right, Tucky. So, you're going to call him TR then, it sounds like.
I think so.
All right. I can't do it.
Unless I'm being really serious. I'm like, hey, Thomas, you know.
Oh, no. Everything would, like, I'm not gonna everything would stop. Like, yeah. You know, it'd be like needle scratch.
I'm not going to do that.
It must be nice going out with these guys because, I mean, that's going to be you in very short order, right? You're going to be that guy, and then there's going to be another little Tucky. Little Tucky pants coming up the way.
Yeah.
Who's opening up for him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, man. Everything's going great. I just got to keep doing my thing, I guess.
Well, it's exciting. Congratulations. I mean, we love what you do. We're playing you all the time, and we just can't get enough of it. It's so good. And are you going to come back?
Oh, like,
you
got to
keep coming back, right?
I'd love to.
Good.
I mean, I'm not going to make any promises, but I'd like
to make
a point.
Can you make us a promise right now?
I'd like to make it a point to come at least once a year.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Yeah, keep doing that. And you know what? You will see it, and you probably heard it from your friends. Every time you come, you will see how bigger the audience is and what bigger venues you're playing and more. And, you know, it's one of those things that really gives back UK as long as you keep coming. So keep on coming.
Oh, I will.
And then at some point you can see Naked Attraction.
Yeah, maybe even be on it.
Maybe you can even be on it. I don't like your knees, though. So.
A guest star.
Tucky, Tucker Wetmore.
That's me.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, brother.
We'll see you soon.
Yep.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.